Easter Sunday, the resurrection. Jesus's coming back from the dead, being alive again, appearing to his disciples, to hundreds of people, eating with them, talking with them, walking with them, and ultimately ascending to sit with his Father in the throne room of God. Resurrection, made available to you and I simply by believing that Jesus is who he says he is. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that anyone who would believe in him would not perish but have eternal life. We have the power of resurrection for ourselves today in Christ. Romans chapter 6 tells us that we entered into Christ's death when we entered into Christ in order that we might enter into his resurrection and the newness of life, living a new life to God. It is the ultimate in second chances, and there's nothing that we can do to earn it. It is a free gift of grace. There's nothing that we can do to qualify. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And yet, in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. Whether we struggle with shame, whether we struggle with addiction, whether we struggle with anger, whether we struggle with just trying to be humble, trying to care for others, whatever it is, we have overcome it through the resurrection of Christ. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We've been set free. We have the ultimate in a second chance. What will you do with your second chance this Easter Sunday? How will you rejoice and how will you serve God going forward? Each day is a new opportunity. Each moment, another chance to embrace the power of resurrection. Have a wonderful Easter Sunday. May God bless you all in your faith and strengthen you in the love and character of Jesus Christ.